Returning to the various interpretations of the number, Numerica deals with diverse concepts through the most recreational aspects of open-endedness, as in the case of the dice.
Il dado comincia a essere utilizzato sia come soggetto che come appunto elemento costitutivo di un'opera d'arte all'interno di Fluxus. Tardi negli anni '80, uno dei maggiori esponenti, Robert Filliou,
the dice began to be used as a subject and also as a representative element of the work inside of Fluxus. In the late 1980s, Robert Filliou, one of the most important artistic personalities of the time, made a big installation with more than 10,000 dice, on whose six sides appears only the one. These, which are different because of color and material, were rolled in a room. Despite their apparent observed diversity, they all produce the same result. Continuing to talk about dice, it is necessary to remember the extraordinary work of Drutz, a Polish artist who received the commission for the Polish Pavilion at the 2003 Biennale in Venice. He filled an entire room all the way to the ceiling with white dice whose sides were arranged randomly, thus appearing in infinite combinations. In the center of the room, there was a green table with five dice on it. The visitor was invited to throw the dice and then align them and search for his combination on the walls. If he found his combination, he had won. If he did not find his combination, he had lost. Obviously, there was nothing to win or to lose, but simply the opportunity to participate in the game, in an activity that was between a game and a performance. It is from this extremely impressive installation that Drutz drew his own panels of reduced dimensions, which are presented in this exhibit. These panels act as a reminder of the bigger installation. Meirelles, who is Brazilian, has also worked with dice. His work, Dado, consists of a dice that is placed inside a small box similar to those used for jewelry. The work is somewhat ironic because the gift represents a pledge of love on which one bets without knowing the outcome. Joe Tilson's work from the 1960s, Six, also appears in this exhibit. In the game of numbers and words, the dice is seen from a perspective that allows for the observation of the sides 5, 4, and 3, but the writing on the wood below the dice says 6, contradicting what one is seeing. The tautology, for example, I paint a 7 and I write a 7, found in American pop art, is also present in the work of Indiana. In this exhibit, Tilson and the English, who are not tautologists, become somewhat ironic. If the dice shows 5, 4, and 3, the artist writes 6, suggesting a desire for the higher number to appear.
O comunque suggerisco un auspicio, un desiderio, che quello che esca il numero maggiore.
In the same room as Robert Indiana, Numerica presents another work that brings us from the American pop art to the informal European art with Austrian Staudacher. The piece by Staudacher was made in 1958 and is a collage without a title. The piece is filled with white numbers on colored vertical bands. In his paintings, Staudacher uses words and also numbers that, in this case, were chosen without a precise order. They were not counted, calculated, or in a series, like, for example, those of the Fibonacci series, but they are simply written for the aesthetic quality. In a reflection that confronts the number from a figurative and an aesthetic point of view, one cannot remember the golden number.
Il rapporto del segmento aureo, numero aureo, è un rapporto.
The relationship of the golden segment is a relationship that Euclid already knew about and maybe the Egyptians knew about before Euclid. Euclid's theory states that given a line segment AB, one can find point C, which is located in between point A and point B. Given that the line segment AC is bigger than line segment CB, AB divided by AC will give the same numerical value as AC divided by CB.
Sta ad AC come AC sta a CB.
The golden number is 1.618. It is irrational and therefore with infinite decimals. In the past centuries, this relationship was often considered by artists to be the same number as perfection.
Si pensi soltanto che il numero aureo viene indicato, ormai anche in matematica, che usava invece il tau, la lettera.
The golden number is indicated in math with phi, which has the same beginning letter as phidia. Greek sculptors have always used this relationship. It is certain that the golden number has fascinated many artists and philosophers. This exhibit has dedicated one work to the golden number, a work by the Greek artist Nakis Panayotidis. In his piece, we find a dense black background composed of tar and other matter from which emerges the number 1.618. This is a tribute by a Greek artist. This work is both ironic and humorous simultaneously. This work, because of its proportions and dimensions, does not remember the magic number at all.
Magico in un dipinto che poi in nulla ricorda questo rapporto, né nelle dimensioni, né nel modo